Every once in a while after Mass, I'm pulled aside by one of our parishioners who's preparing to go on a pilgrimage somewhere. And so they're usually excited about it. They've been saving for it for a long time, and an opportunity just happened to come across their path. And so they're asking me if that would give them a blessing as they set out on their travel. Because pilgrimages can be a wonderful, rejuvenating experience. What is a pilgrimage? A pilgrimage is a journey that one may go on to an actual place that bears some importance to one's faith. And it's usually done to renew one's spiritual life if they feel they need it. Sometimes it can be penitential in nature, and they can be common, of course, in a lot of different religions. But for Christians, I think the most famous pilgrimage sites in our world today are ones where Our Lady has appeared in our history to bring a message of conversion and peace. Medjugorje, I think, was one of the most recent ones that was popular in our generation. But also there's Lourdes, we've heard of that possibly, and Fatima, and of course Guadalupe. Others simply like to go to Rome and see the beautiful churches there and gain the indulgences that are promised by those who go visit there. Others will go to the Holy Land in Israel to see the places where Jesus lived and grew up. Many of those places still exist today. If you have the opportunity ever to go there, you can go and see the churches that are built over the birthplace of Christ, or over Calvary in the tomb, or the mountains of the Transfiguration and the Ascension, and even Nazareth, where Jesus grew up with his family in the beautiful Sea of Galilee. You know, I was very blessed to see all these over 20 years ago as a seminarian because of the wonderful people of Winona, Diocese of Winona-Rochester, and their stewardship, especially towards seminarians, and it was part of our education process in the seminary. And so we were studying over there for a couple months. It was such a powerful, powerful experience as we prepared for the priesthood. And so we got blessed to see all these sites. However, there was one significant place that I really wanted to see but missed out on, along with many other pilgrims, over the last 50 years, and that is the place where Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan. I tried to see it, of course, but the whole area was sadly closed off by the country of Israel for the past 50 years. And both Catholic and Orthodox chapels, too, that were visited for over 1,000 years by many, many Christian pilgrims from all over the world, still stand there, even though they are now abandoned. And why? Well, these are the sad results of the hatred and fear that human beings have had at times for one another. The site in particular was closed during the Six-Day War between Israel and Jordan and its neighbors in the late 1960s, and has not been open to the public since it was mined and turned into a military area for security reasons. So you can't even get close to it. And so I was sad because I saw everything else but that. I missed out, as the last two generations have, on visiting this incredibly sacred site that we hear so much about, especially in today's gospel. But the reason it came to mind for me was not only because of the feast that we celebrate today, but I read an article recently that the government of Israel, along with several mine clearing organizations, are actually in the process of clearing the area so that the area and its chapels that have stood for hundreds of years may open again sometime this year and can return once again to Christian pilgrims who want to go and see this place, this holy site, where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. We might ask ourselves, well, that's an interesting history, piece of history, but why is it important? And this is important, I think, for me, and hopefully for you, because anything that reminds us of our own baptisms is good for us, is good for us spiritually. You know, most of us will never be able to go to the Holy Land. We may not get that opportunity for whatever reason. But on several occasions during our lifetimes, we get the opportunity to witness other people's baptisms, whether they're our children or grandchildren or even our parishioners. And this beautiful sacrament should remind us that we also were baptized and through its cleansing power became adopted children of our Heavenly Father. And we are now, because of that sacrament, able to be forgiven and able to be open to God's life-saving grace and help during our lives here on earth. And so it is a very important moment to remember, and especially today, to thank God for. It was during that moment that as babies that our parents and godparents took promises on our behalf that we would grow to reject sin and do our best to grow and learn our faith and practice it, doing God's will in our lives, thus making us ready for an eternity with God in heaven. And if we were confirmed, we then made those same promises ourselves to reject sin and be faithful in front of God and in front of our local bishop. And every time, of course, we enter into the church, we bless ourselves with the holy water to remind us of the sacrament that we have received and our obligation to live out that sacrament in our lives by passing on our faith, especially to the next generation, so that every future generation of ours has the opportunity to experience God's love in this very beautiful way. And that is God's will for us. For us, the baptized, it's also important to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit that descended on Jesus like a dove. And now through baptism, speaks to us in our hearts through prayer and through the Eucharist we receive, through our adoration, so that we can continue to grow in showing mercy and love to one another and receiving it from the Lord himself. For these really are the doors which we will encounter Jesus now and in eternity. And it's only through answering our baptismal call to grow in love for one another that our world and our society and our families can heal and be truly at peace instead of falling into violence and despair and division that we see so much of today. And so as we continue to move together into this new year of our Lord, let us continue to pray for the courage and the openness to forgive and love, so that as adopted children of our Heavenly Father, we can become his true and faithful disciples and representatives of this earth in this life.